Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Nazir. So we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. We'll begin the fourth parak as well, Be'ez Hashem, today. So Misha Yishtei Kitei Edom Me'idol Sosov. Someone had two sets of witnesses testifying about him. Elu Me'idim Shenazar Shtayim. First set of witnesses testified that he accepted upon himself two terms of Nazirus. Ve'elu Me'idim Shenazar Chamesh. And the other set of witnesses said that he accepted upon himself five sets of Nazirus. So they're all testifying about the same moment in time, meaning if they're testifying about two different times, so then it could be that they're both true. He first accepted two sets of Nazirus, and then a week later he came back and he accepted another five sets of Nazirus. No, but they're all saying at 4:22 p.m. on Monday afternoon last week, you know, so they're all talking about the same statement. So that's the case. So Beishami Amram Nechlika Ha'edus, that it's contradictory testimony, so we throw out both sets of witnesses and he doesn't have to do any Nazirus. Vein Kan Nazirus. There's no Nazirus to observe because we have no valid Edus. And Basil says, well, included in the Eidos that he has to do five periods in the Zeros, five always starts with the first two, so everyone agrees that he's got to do at least two, so since all four Eidim agree that he's got to do at least two periods in the Zeros, he's got to at least do that, because Yesh Bechlal Chamesh Shtayim, even though he's denying that he ever accepted to be a Nazir, we have testimony of witnesses that he did accept at least two terms, and that is not a dus hachasha about those initial two terms. Now we move on to the fourth parak of Maseches Nazir, and a little bit of an introduction. And Nedar Nazirus has a lot of the halachos of regular Nadarim, including the fact that you could get out of it by going to a Beis Din or by going to a Chacham to be Matir if they find a reason to be Matir. So if the Beis Din or the Chacham find something that you didn't fully understand or keep in mind at the time that you took your Nedar, and if you would have had that in mind, you would not have taken that neder. That's called a Pesach. So the discovery of a Pesach makes the neder into a neder ta'us in some way, and it allows you to get out of your neder. So that's called a hatara, and it cancels everything retroactively as if the neder had never taken effect. A woman can also be released from her neder if she's a child by her father, or if she's a married woman by her husband. That's not called hatara, that's called hafara. So now we're going to talk about how that relates to nazirim. So Perek Dal and Mishnah Aleph. Misha Amar Reini Nazir. If someone says, I am hereby a Nazir, v'shamach v'er v'amar v'ani, and his friend heard him and he said, oh yeah, me too, v'ani. And the third person says, yeah, and me, v'kulam nazirim. Then all of them become nazirim, as long as each one made that declaration soon after the first person's declaration of nazirus, it's got to be done b'toch k'day dibur, which we assume is the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is very short. It's 2 seconds. It's very short. Shalom Alecha Rebbe doesn't take very long. So the neder that each person accepted takes effect because it's being matfis onto the previous person. So what happens if one of the previous people had a hatara to his neder? Hutar harishon hutru kulan. So if the first person's neder nazirus was hutar, well then all the nedarim fall away and no one's a nazir. Hutar ha'achron ha'achron mutar v'kulam asurin. If only the last guy's neder nazirus was hutar, then the other ones are still in nazirim. Another example of someone who based his neder to be nazir on someone else's neder nazirus. Amar hareni nazir v'shama chaverva amar, and his friend heard and he said, pip kipiv usari kisaro. My mouth should be like his mouth, my hair should be like his hair. So I raise a nazir. He also becomes a Nazir. So now the Mishnah contrasts that halacha with halacha in other situations where a husband and wife become Nazirim one after the other, and the husband then cancels his wife's neder Nazirus. Hareini Nazir. The man says, I'm going to be a Nazir. V'shamei shtov amrani. She says, great idea, honey, me too. So mefer ashalah, he could be mefer her neder Nazirus v'shalo kayim, but his neder Nazirus is still going to be binding. Hareini Nazira, if she first accepted Nazirus, v'shamei v'ailav amrani, and he said, oh yeah, and me too, and yachal afer, then he no longer is able to be made for Nazirus, because by saying me too, he's being mekayim her neder. And once a husband is mekayim his wife's neder, he loses the right to be made for that neder. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a person had had two sets of witnesses that are made that he was mekabel in the zeros. One was made that he was mekabel two periods in the zeros. The other that he was mekabel five periods in the zeros. So Bishami says Zedus Achash and he's not a Nazir at all. And Basila says, well, they're all in agreement that it was at least two, so he's got to observe two periods in the zeros. And then in Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if a person says I'm a Nazir, and then another guy says Vani, and another guy says Vani, so they're all Nazirim. But if the first one becomes Hutar, then they're all Hutar. If the last one becomes Hutar, only the last one is Hutar. If one guy says is Mekabel Nazirus, then the other guy says my mouth is like your mouth, my hair is like your hair, then he is a Nazir. If a guy says I'm a Nazir, and his wife says and me too, he could be made for her Nadir Nazirus, and he'll still be a Nazir. But if she says first that she's a Nazira, and he says and me too, then he's not going to be able to be made for her Nazirus anymore. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis.